This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
If the Knicks lose this series, it will be one of the most disappointing, it will be one of the biggest disappointments in NBA history. Because you're facing the defending champs, because you went got two games on the road, because now all of a sudden you were up 3-1, that now the defending champs are missing one of their best players, or if not their best player in Jason Tatum, and you have three games to win one, and you don't get it done, it will be one of the biggest disappointments in the history of the NBA.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
I know one thing here on WEEI Afternoons: you don't stop Perk when he's rolling, and Perk was rolling there. One of the biggest disappointments in the history of the NBA if the Knicks do not beat the Celtics either tonight or on Monday to win the series. And it's interesting. I think it's a little exaggeration.
You know why there. He's doing it, though? Because after they lost, went 0-2, he basically said the Celtics aren't winning the series. It's done. It's good.
Yeah. Cooked. It's just good to know which direction the wind is blowing today.
Yeah. He entertained me. I'll be honest. He entertained me.
So entertaining to me.
Yeah, he entertained me. And The thing that popped into my head is, so the one black mark on the Celtics title run last year was the team they played lost their best player. Everybody was hurt. Everybody was hurt on every team along the way except for the Mavs, and the Mavs only had two stars. They had nothing else. Well, okay, you know what's worse than beating up teams that lose their best player? Losing to teams that lose their best player, and that's the Knicks spot they're in. Like, they're the Celtics of a year ago. The other team lost their best player, and you were up 3-1. What you going to do? What you going to do now?
Mr. Clutch,
Leon
Brunson.
Oh, yeah, that's right, Mr. Clutch. You didn't look so clutch the other night with five fouls in the third quarter when your ass was sitting on the bench looking up like a deer in headlights.
Do we think it's more likely that the Celtics dig in and they come out showing toughness and resiliency, or more likely that the Knicks fail under the pressure of it?
Knicks fail. Yeah, I think and this series to some degree, Fitzy, has been, we talked about the first couple games. Did the Celtics lose or did the Knicks win? And I think we might be having that conversation tonight after this game. Not only did the Celtics win, but was the moment too big? Did Cat freak out? Were they sort of overwhelmed by their own Garden's energy and the spot that they're in? And I think that's a real possibility, Nick.
Well, they haven't come through in a big game seven in this iteration of the Knicks last year. Don't forget, Brunson gets hurt. You had no Julius Randle. The Mikhail Bridges obviously wasn't there yet. So completely different team from a year ago when they get bumped in seven by the Pacers. The Celtics taught themselves, look, they've played plenty of games without Jason Tatum, everyone. I'm full well aware of that. However, they taught themselves a new way to win the other night, or relearned how to win a different way the other night. And they did it in such invigorating fashion that I believe they're going to be energized and extra confident tonight. Not overconfident, just extra confident they can go to the world's most hated arena and do it in front of those filthy fans and courtside celebrities and M. Night Shyamalan's. And I would also like to give you this, Ted. When you were asking, like, hey, can the Celtics rise up to this moment? Will they be resilient enough? Let me introduce two fabulous things I did in my own little stats and basketball research department. Thanks to our friends at StatMuse, Drew Holiday in Game 6. Apparently, we've kind of slept on big game Drew in Game 6s. How about almost 19 points a game, 6 rebounds, 6.5 assists, and 3 steals per game? He's 5-1 in Game 6s, Teddy. And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Most wins in an elimination game by any active player. The two of the top three are Boston Celtics. They are Jaylen Brown with 13, LeBron's in the middle at 15, and leading them all with 16, Al Horford.
That would be huge if Drew has a big game. I feel like he's kind of, you know.
Yeah, pick up the slack in case, I don't know, Cornette doesn't play out of his mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Or Derek White doesn't play out.
Right. Let me ask all of you guys. Night, yeah. Fitzy, we'll start with you. Like, who do they start? Does KP even play? Who starts?
Yes.
Do they go with Pritch? Do they go with, you know, with the big guy, the new legend, you know, of Luke Cornette? Who starts? You know what, Fitzy, you go, and then Dan, you go.
Andy and I were batting this around earlier, and I want to go with the small lineup because I want to meet energy with energy. I know there's going to be energy in the Knicks because they're going to think they can just try to overrun the Celtics with Garden Magic and put them to bed. I want Pritchard out there. He had 17 the other night. I set his over under at 15.5. Andy and I both took the over. So I'm starting small and energized with Pritchard. And then I'm bringing in the big bad man that dominated them the other night so that when Luke Cornette comes in, they go, oh, no, not the reverse alley-ooper. Not the guy with 5,000 blocks against us at the other garden that's more fun. No! So I'm all about the small lineup and the energy with Pritchard, Ted.
Okay, Daniel?
Yeah, there's not much more to add. I know Pritchard, as a starter in his career, averages just over 17 points. Very good free throw shooter. So I think he allows you to set the fast pace that you're used to from a Jaylen Brown if he continues to be a facilitator, which I think he's going to be. He allows you to get out to an early lead, and then if New York tries to ramp up the physicality on defense, then you counter with Cornette, and he's my playoff shot in the arm. He's my playoff sixth man of the year from here on out, so that I would completely agree.
Andrew.
Yeah, that's my theory with Cornette, even though I looked it up, and it surprised me that he started 16 games during the regular season. I didn't think the number would be that high. It was the second most in his career and most in a long time, most in like 10 years, 8 years, whatever it was. But I like him coming in and just adding a different element, as Dan said, sort of in that sixth man off the bench role. I also think if you start him coming off that performance, I just worry that it just puts a weird, oh, I got to do that again. You elevated me. We're talking about Christian Campbell. He was hitting down, then you put him in fourth, and he's batting 114. And it's like sometimes athletes, and you can tell me, that little change changes the mentality, the comfort, the zone. And Luke looked really comfortable in the role he was in. Let's keep him in that role, and I'm comfortable with Pritchard being an energy guy early.
I can't agree with all you guys more. I think you guys are all spot on. And I think Luke brings like PP comes off the bench and provides a jolt of energy.
Yep.
That's what Luke will theoretically do the same thing for you. So I'm in agreement with all you guys.
So you sort of Porzingis is a part of this whole equation because, as you've heard in Dan Ball's trendings, he's not on the injury report. The only injury report is Jason Tatum, and his job is motivational. He met the team at the hotel. Great job. Hopefully you motivated them, said something cool, and they're all ready to play for you and play for each other. Kristaps Porzingis isn't hurt.
Have him in the ready. Have him there.
How far down the bench? You know, that's my question.
He's far. He's far down there.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. Like, I'll have to see how the game unfolds where I would say, you know what? They need something. They're, you know, you never know. Just because he's shooting 13% from three right now, and you know he's been terrible from the field, and his defense is in suspect. That doesn't mean he can't just have one of these games. And you never know. He can go in and provide a spark. You hit a couple long threes from him, and all of a sudden things turn. I would just keep him in the ready. You never know when I might point to you, and just be ready when I do. If there's a point in the game you feel like your things are slipping away with your original plan, have him ready to go.
Fitzy, I thought that was going to be last game. I actually thought coming off of game four when he said, oh, I felt better, I played more minutes, I thought maybe last game, game five, was the game that was going to be the breakout. Tell me if I'm being negative, but I have lost really any faith of having
Are you
this
awake?
Porzingis game. Yeah. But I'm in two jerseys, baby. Jerseys.
I know you're double greening tonight. If they pull a Andy, I'm going to say it right now. If they get two wins tonight, you have to show up in that Monday.
Oh, geez. Now I got to wear both jerseys every day until they lose?
Sorry. Yep.
Okay, I'll do it. They're both cool jerseys.
Now, that said, are you being negative? No, you're being reasonably suspicious. Like, the doubt has been earned in this case because he is such a mystery. The dude is an enigma wrapped in a mystery covered in wonder sauce. I don't get it. Nobody knows. You're sick 2 months ago. You're feeling better. You're getting your legs back underneath you. All of a sudden now, you have no energy. You look like you've lost weight, and your coach says you're out of breath. But then, 2 days later, you say you're feeling better, and oh, like I mentioned earlier, Ted, I don't know if you saw these, but across the socials earlier today, pictures of Porzingis smiling, looking fresh as lettuce at the shoot-around today.
Which I love. Bring that kind of attitude.
Great, so be a cheerleader.
No, I don't want him waving the towel like our, ML card, but I want him engaged. I want him ready to go. I want him being positive and feeling, good. Like, I'm telling you, you just never know when it, like, say we're getting drilled in the paint. Say all, it's just our defensive interior, defense is not on tonight. He can come in and give you he can give you at least something on defense, if nothing else, even though his offensive game right now seems to be lost.
I don't want to play point counterpoint to that theory, but last game, I'm just going to remind you of his stat line.
Oh, please.
12 minutes.
Yep. Okay.
Minus 12, plus minus. 1 point scored. Wow. He was 0 for 2 from 3, 0 for 3 overall. And did he? Oh, and two turnovers mixed in. 12 minutes. That's a lot of damage done.
Couldn't physically breathe.
Do we believe that?
He's setting you up for the comeback. He's rope-a-doping you. Come on.
I think it's a little bit of Joe having his back to some degree.
I think it was Joe seeing a terrible performance, and whatever's going on, we don't know. That's the one thing I'm hesitant to really criticize. Like, we've had this debate, if you're out there, do I hold you to a certain standard? I'm not holding him to a standard right now because he can't meet it.
Have you seen him play this bad?
That's a fair point.
Since he's been in the Celtics? Like,
no, I mean, when he's out there, he's usually got something.
And I don't know if it's like Orlando maybe showed the blueprint because he was terrible in the first series too. So part of me thinks there is something to this illness thing.
Oh, there's definitely something there, and it's so hard when they give us nothing to go on. And also, again, don't put him on the injury report.
Yeah.
They don't even have him on injury report, illness, non-COVID or whatever.
You know what, though? I still think they have enough, you guys. I don't think, even without JT, even without KP,
absolutely,
I still think they have enough to beat this team.
But it is weird.
Agreed.
That you're talking about basically two of your top three players.
That's how much depth they have, though, Andy. And that speaks to how good they were.
It does. It also, I think, speaks to the other team maybe not having the killer instinct, maybe not being able to close you out, maybe not being as good as they're supposed to be. Because, I mean, they were built to beat the Celtics, right? That was the whole Knicks thing, built to beat the Celtics. They didn't beat them during the regular season. Now the Celtics don't have Jason Tatum, and they may not really have Porzingis or whatever form he's in, and you still can't beat him, well, then you really weren't built very well to beat the Celtics. 617-779-7937. Let's work in some of your phone calls. Walter in Worcester, what are your thoughts on Porzingis?
Walter.
Hey, guys. My thoughts on Porzingis are this, and you just kind of hit on it a little bit. We don't know what's wrong with him. And I'm, for one, am frustrated and kind of infuriated. It would be one thing if he was a secretary at a private company and you don't do HIPAA stuff and all that, but you came out and you said, we know what it is, but we're not going to tell you. So what is it? I think we have a right to know. Is it serious? Is it something that's contagious? I don't know. We need to know, and we should know, what this guy has. You're putting him on the bench in uniform. That means ostensibly he's okay to play, but you're not playing him. And you're telling us he can't breathe, he can't catch his breath, he's weak. That leads to all sorts of speculation and rumors. I think they need to tell us what he has.
All right, thanks for the call, Walter. I'm going to defer to Ted, a guy who played professional sports that had an injury report, and your health was part of the world. Do we deserve, or do we have a right to know what's wrong with Porzingis?
But I think we know two of the answers without having to ask him. One is it contagious? No, or else he wouldn't be allowed to play.
Right.
Yep.
Right. And I forget what was my other point, but it's I don't know about that. That's interesting.
I don't think we have a right to know.
I don't either.
I agree with you.
Like, why? Why?
You know what? This is how I do it. I would put it on KP.
Yeah. Oh, if he wants to share.
Right. Sure. I would put it on the player. I would, if he wanted that out there, okay. Otherwise, nobody needs to know the exact details of what it is he's doing. I don't think we're owed that.
I don't think we're owed it. And I honestly don't really care. I've watched five games of basketball and I've assessed for myself what I think he is as a player. And that's all
what
I really care about.
What's it going to bring you? Honestly, right. Like, oh, now right. I finally have Ted. I know how much you love excuses. You know, what is that going to do? What, like, oh, so now that I know he had this respiratory inflammation or something else.
You know what?
SARS,
I think the problem, Fitzy, is nobody knows how to judge him. If they don't, if they're having a hard time, you know, how can I get mad at him if I don't know? I need to know. Then I can get mad or judge him.
I don't know. Just judge him however you want. Like, whatever you think is fair. Each individual has that. Because, okay, if they gave me some three words that I've never heard before, he's got cardiopulmonary encephalitis.
Like Tanner Houck's injury?
Like, yeah, okay.
Like three words that you put together just to put together?
Right, I have no experience dealing with that. It doesn't, even that wouldn't tell me, like Michael Jordan famously had the flu game or the pizza game, whatever you want to call it. But just because you tell me what Porzingis has doesn't tell me what I should expect from him, does it? I'm not a doctor. I still don't know that. Some guys play sick, some guys don't. J.D. Drew was a guy, like, there's guys that get reputations. If they're not perfect, they can't get out there. All I know is when I've seen him out there, he's not really that good. He's not a net positive for the basketball.
It's unfortunate because this was an MOBP kind of – it was an acronym, a missed opportunity for a big play. This is – Porzingis could have been a legend, like Cornette's kind of becoming a legend.
And
he's missing his opportunity.
Jaylen Brown taking the opportunity presented to him, and you're right. This was a big one for Porzingis who – has been in and out of the lineup so much. Even last year, you look back, he could have had games, full games, where he was a centerpiece part of the Celtics offense against the Knicks. Instead, the story goes the other way. And I think most people, honestly, are starting to say, he's probably not a part of the future. I'm not sure if I even care if he's part of the future.
It's hard not to think that.
You can't rely on him. Let's go back to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Jeff and Waltham, what are your thoughts, Jeff?
Hi, how you doing, guys? I just wanted to say, as far as a respiratory, like, I believe the original report was that Porzingis had a respiratory infection, and I've had that before, and it can dwindle for a good long time. You can come back and feel better, and it can arise again. And I just don't like hearing beat up because. Like, it's a real big deal to have a respiratory infection.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, Jeff.
He's right.
No, it is.
The next thing would be, well, why is he even dressing?
Right.
If it's...
And why is he not on the injury report?
Yeah.
You know, if there's
that's the counter to Jeff, what Jeff would say.
Yeah. And right. I also think if Porzingis was Al Horford, who had this long run of 16 closeout games, and he's been a winner, and he's always available, Porzingis' track record is here and elsewhere... Not always available. You can't always count on him. It's always something with him, whatever. So I think that is actually kind of part of the whole narrative.
Let me throw this out there. Like, without the zinger out there, someone who does similar type stuff, who kind of has been a little bit quiet this series, who Lou called out. Big Al.
Yeah.
Be nice if Big Al, you know what I mean? Like, you know, hit some threes, set some screens, get to do the dirty work. You know, he had Big Cat's number early in the series, and then Big Cat kind of got into him. It'd be great if he kind of stepped up tonight too.
Well, I think, Fitzy, isn't it sort of a given that if they win, and I think we all are we all expecting them to win?
I'm expecting them to win. Yes,
Fitzy.
I'm not expecting it, but I believe they will. There's a will to win, but I'm not taking it for granted.
If they win, isn't it likely somebody is going to have a game that is a better than we expected, or we're talking not. Like Cornette did the other night. We didn't see Cornette.
No one saw seven blocks.
None of us talked about Cornette being the guy that was going to step up.
Derek White, we've seen,
Right. So tonight, whether it could be Hauser, it could be Pritchard, it could be Al Horford, that has that night where we go, okay, it was his turn to spin the dial and contribute at a higher level.
Because I find it highly doubtful that JB has a similar game. Like, I just
don't care for that.
They're going to have plans for him. I think 12 assists. Come on, bro.
No, see, what it's going to happen is he's going to have 8 assists and he's going to score more points.
Okay.
So the kind of net total game is going to end up in the same. Because I think the stat that was making the rounds with the assisted points or whatever, it was like 56 points he was responsible for in that game, or 58 points.
And only 2 turnovers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Attaboy.
That's wild.
Oh, 2 turnovers, which was matched by Porzingis in like 10 minutes of game.
Yeah, but fellas, to the point earlier of maybe it's Al Horford's night. Don't forget, like I said at the top of the break, 16 wins in elimination games, the most of any active player in the NBA. Like, Big Al knows how to turn it on when the team needs it most, when their backs are against the wall, Ted.
And he's a guy that won 2 titles at Florida. He's been around a long time. He was looking to win 2 titles now here in the NBA, and I'm not giving up on it, but I don't know if it's as likely as it was a couple weeks ago, but he's a guy that Scal has called one of the great winners of this generation of basketball. So Al Horford could be a guy that steps up tonight. Sam Hauser could step up. We haven't talked a ton about him. If he
looked
healthy,
as good as he's looked in the playoffs in this last game.
Sure. So he's a guy that can get hot, hit a couple threes from the corner, and all of a sudden you're talking about him. Peyton Pritchard, Mego's guy, he could be the guy. I think if they win, though, we're going to be talking about JB and .. Fill in the blank, one of those other guys stepping up. We'll continue to talk Celtics, take your phone calls here on WEEI Afternoons. We're also going to get to an expanded odds and ends, as we do often here on Fridays. But first, Dan Ball, for the last time today, give me everything that's happening and what's trending now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
It's an honor and a privilege, Andy, to tell you what's trending now here on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Celtics play Game 6 of their series against the Knicks tonight at 8 p.m. at Madison Square Garden. Boston trails in the series 3-2. Only member of the Celtics on the injury report as of this afternoon is Jason Tatum. From last night, the Nuggets beat the Thunder 119-107 in Game 6 to force a Game 7 on Sunday afternoon. The Red Sox open up a 10-game, 10-day homestand tonight at Fenway Park when they host the Atlanta Braves. First pitch is at 7:10. It's Garrett Crochet against old friend Chris Sale on the mound. Here's your lineup. Jaren Duran leads off in left, and it's Rafael Devers, your DH. Alex Bregman at third. Rob Refsnyder out in right. Christian Campbell is at second base as of now, with Trevor Story at short. Nick Sogard is today's first baseman. Carlos Narvaez is catching. And Zaydon Rafaela is in center field batting ninth. Roster move from today. The Red Sox called up right-handed pitcher Nick Birdie from AAA Worcester. Cooper Criswell was sent back down. And Cutter Crawford was moved to the 60-day injured list in a paper move as he continues to rehab. Birdie has an 0.54 ERA in 16 and two-thirds innings to go along with 3 saves. Also from today, Red Sox manager Alex Cora confirmed that Christian Campbell has been doing drills and taking ground balls at first base earlier this afternoon. You can listen to tonight's Red Sox game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcan tonight at 6:10 p.m. and Will Fleming and Mike Monaco have the call this evening. Also, don't miss our Celtics postgame coverage hosted by John Lyons after the conclusion of Red Sox baseball. One Stanley Cup playoff game tonight as well. Maple Leafs are at the Panthers for a Game 6. Florida leads 3-2. The Revolution host the San Jose Earthquakes tomorrow night at Gillette Stadium. The game kicks off at 7:30. In football news, 49ers and quarterback Brock Purdy are finalizing a 5-year, $265 million contract. And in the playing of the 107th PGA Championship, Venezuela's Jonathan Vegas is still your second-round leader at 8 under par, 2 shots clear of the field. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. More afternoons live from Fenway Park coming up right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that's that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Ted Johnson.
Right now I feel out of place in Patriot Nation because that schedule came out last night and everybody is optimistic. And suddenly I've realized that, and I don't know when exactly this happened, that a four-win football team, a team that fired its coach and changed oh so many players on the roster this offseason, Ted Johnson keeps a list how many games and years of experience have been sent packing.
Yep. Over 50 now.
Somehow that team is now the most overrated team in the National Football League.
We got McCourse doesn't cut it. Had a good run and up another. But a 3x5.
This is by far the best Morgan Wallen song of all time, and it's appropriate because the Braves are here at Fenway Park. This is 98 Braves. Also appropriate, Morgan Wallen dropped a new album today. I think 37 songs.
Yeah, massive.
30, like, I have a long commute and I can't even get through it probably.
37 songs. What is he, the Beatles?
He's amazing. He's a lot of fun if you like country music. But you heard the rant. You heard the that went viral thanks to Twitter and our friends, the aggregators. And now we're going to hear the responses to my overrated Patriots three-point stance from yesterday. So, Dan Ball, you were monitoring the socials.
Yeah.
How did people react to that?
Well, it was split. You're very divisive, as we know. So,
That's kind of perfect, actually, right?
Yeah. As any good therapist knows, you start with the positive. So, I'll give you a couple of people agreeing with you.
Danny!
All right. I won't do names. 100%. I love what they've done this offseason, starting with Vrabel and JMD, but this team has at least another offseason before to become playoff ready. So expecting a jump, but not necessarily to where people are going.
So that sounds like my theory. This is step one of two good
little steps.
Yeah.
The step of 1,000 miles starts with a first step.
That's right.
Another one. I think he's right. I could have just ended it there. Lots of comments about a 10-win floor. This team could win 10 games, but that isn't the floor considering how they played last year. Sure, a lot of pieces have changed, but I'm in the business of proving you're a good team before I call you a good team.
I like that guy or gal. Nice job. Well written.
Here is a level, before we get to the more fun ones, here's a level of pessimism I think even Andy would be impressed by. They are a 4-win team. Yes, they made some changes that should improve the team, but come on, man. Every team they play looks at the Pats on their schedule and says, that's a winnable game. Let's hope for a better team that's competitive and can entertain us and build off that.
I agree with the part where the other teams probably look at the Patriots and say, they won 4 games last year. We can beat them. They're not that good. But they're not a 4-win team. If they win 4 games, our shows are going to be crazy in the latter part of the season.
I can't do it. I'm sorry. I can't do another season of the Six Rings postgame show with people calling in half in the bag, slinging insults and slurs and crying, you know, over their Bud Lights and steak tips at Gillette. I can't do it, Ted.
I hadn't really thought of that. If this guy was right and they won 4 games this year, in a 3-year span, Fitzy and I would have a total of 12 postgame shows that were after wins.
Oh.
For a team that used to roll out of bed and win 12 games.
No wonder you guys talk about Miller Lite and Gansett so much after
those 2 years. Why don't you go do Texan postgames like I did back in the day?
one
that's
win.
That's what made you. That's one what made win. You the mountain you are, Ted. Come on. Now.
All right, Fitzy. Question before I read the next one. You have a you've connected with the gentleman at Scout D NFL before. Who is this individual?
Daniel Rotman. He is a lawyer and self-made NFL scout who goes to combines and has press passes to visit teams. So he's kind of like an amateur scout who's done pretty well and quickly built up a nice reputation and has been an excellent guest on Six Rings and Football Things, the podcast.
Okay.
Well, screw him.
Thank you for the clarification because he tried to goat Andy into a bet and Andy shut this down quickly. This is what happens when instead of doing your job, in parentheses, researching, forming an educated opinion, and projecting.
This is so true. Good lawyer right here.
You just go with the narrative that makes the most noise. Andy does make noise. Not a single mention of why any of the moves were overrated.
Nothing.
Just
Nothing.
Uses last year as a reason for this year. Andy responds, you might want to listen to the extended discussion if you want to be informed. If not, no worries. They say ignorance is bliss. I added the exclamation point there myself. At Scout D NFL says, up for a wager on their W total. Andy says, sure, bragging rights, I'll take the under. He tried to get you to essentially promote him every single day on the show.
Yeah, his bet
wrong.
Was, if I'm right, he'll delete his Twitter account.
Yeah.
And I was like,
perfect.
Well, I care whether you're on Twitter or not. I really couldn't give a rat's ass if you're on Twitter. And if he's right, I would have to start every segment of our show for a week or a month with how great he is or something. I was like,
before you agree to that, talk to me.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wasn't doing it anyway because I get nothing. If I'm right, he deletes himself from Twitter. Well, that doesn't, I don't care that you're on Twitter or you're not on Twitter. Jeez, these people take themselves way too
his
seriously.
His points were very accurate.
They were not, Ted Johnson. Is that your, you got a burner account? Is that you? That's NFL Scout D or whatever?
Not me. The new segment on the show, Ted, agree to disagree.
Andy said, LOL, no thanks. Somebody responded back and said, no, hold the Dan balls. And Andy responded back and said, all brain. So that was a good exchange.
I like to fight on Twitter.
Yeah, no kidding. Now here are some of the more more fun ones. Usually send the panda emoji. I didn't see that much from this one. He's wearing a basketball jersey at the workplace. I can't trust his opinion. I'd like that. I thought that was
kind of probably a fair comment.
Yeah.
What about today when I have two jerseys on?
Oh, God.
Double.
I don't even
I'm
want
less trustworthy?
It. Well, we got some response on those, too. For some reason, WEEI Afternoon's followers, not big fans of the City Connect jerseys.
Or they're just angry people who hate everything.
Well, there you go. 617. This
My people.
This guy can
That's right.
This guy can eat blank. Pats are going to roll. That one certainly had some passion behind it.
Tell me to
save
eat
that drop, Stiz. This guy can eat blank.
This guy
pizza.
Can eat blank. Pats are going to roll. Love Hart, but he's just got to be the guy to argue all that. But his premise isn't as bad as it sounds. That one went back and forth.
What was the premise?
Times.
I don't know what the premise was.
Okay,
that's the
we've
whole
moved
point.
On. All right. I've moved on. Can you move
I'll
on?
I'll move on.
Last one, Andy, let's check how deep your host one pockets are. Tell him to put his money where his mouth is and throw at least $1,000 on the under for the win total.
First of all, I don't bet $1,000.
Would you
on
do
anything.
That?
No. I bet on
so
the
you're not really convicted in your
No, I'm cheap.
Okay.
I'm just cheap.
Okay.
I wouldn't bet $1,000 on anything that doesn't involve like my family or something.
Andy, somebody else calls you cheap. You brand yourself as thrifty.
Okay, I'm thrifty. And my wife likes when I stay thrifty, too. That's probably part of that equation. I don't think she would be happy if I made a $1,000 wager on the Patriots.
Well, way to be the lightning rod, Andy Hart. You did a nice job on that
Attaboy.
One. Good, and bad, and otherwise.
Just real quick, I do want to say, because I get a lot of these, like, oh, he's just doing it for the clicks and the ratings and the attention. I don't ever do that. I said it earlier. If I say something stupid, I believe it. You can call me stupid, but you can't call me like an actor or a fabricator or a contrarian.
Yeah.
If I tell you something, I believe it. So if you think that's stupid, then you think I'm stupid and we're fine here.
So you'd rather be just called stupid than a
stupid is better
phone.
Than phony, fraud, gotcha. Fake actor.
You don't want Kevin Durant calling you a hot take artist.
Nope, I am not a hot take artist. I'm a dumb opinion
Danny
artist.
Ball.
Yeah, I didn't care for that either.
No.
We do have some good audio today, Stanley, right from an unlikely source in a way, but I guess maybe a likely source in a way. Cam Newton is the latest to weigh in on Bill Belichick, Jordan, the relationship. And as we learned over the years, Cam Newton's entertaining. And not surprisingly, this is an entertaining breakdown of what Bill has been living the last few months.
We talking more about Jordan Hudson than talking about who's our starting quarterback. You can't name me three players on North Carolina's roster right now besides Jordan Hudson.
In the NFL locker room, man, we'll laugh at this. Hey, Bill, hey, what you got going? Now, you having that same situation with a 16-year-old that you're trying to recruit? And then you got to talk to his mama? This ain't a good look. As a teenager, can I compartmentalize this person that's being my coach and take heed to what he's saying and be able to not throw that back at him and say, man, what you got, girl? Problems just like me. Huh?
Say we come out first game out the gate, they lose. Will this be the headline of the story? The Jordan Hudson effect?
Of course it is.
And do you think this will affect the Bill Belichick legacy? I'm going to say his name. Before her legacy, you give me a word. Bill Belichick.
The greatest coach of all time.
Now, think of now. Bill Belichick.
A coach that's just like me.
He goes on and on. Wow. He needs to get his house in order.
He gets into a boot knocking Bill, he calls him.
And that's crazy because he's been a super, super Bill defender. Like, thick and thin.
Are you kidding?
He loved Bill.
But right. Sometimes how's if it looks like Belichick a duck and walks like a duck, you got to acknowledge there's a duck.
But even the strongest supporters are having a hard time defending Bill right now.
Right, because you can't defend the truth, it's a fact. It is what it is. Like, otherwise you're fabricating. Otherwise you're being disingenuous, what we just talked about. Cam Newton is, I believe they call it, keeping it real.
Let me ask, I'm so curious. Yes, right.
Nailed
he
it.
Is keeping
Nailed
it,
real. It.
Right? That's what Cam does, and I like that about Cam.
Yes.
Would if he was still coaching keeping in the buck. NFL, is he doing this? Like, because all these distractions, if he was an NFL coach, he goes in and tells all these kids about distractions. Do you think?
That's a great
not
question.
Not kids, but just players. Yet he's, he's living a life that is all about distraction.
Well, I mean, this relationship started when he was a head coach of the New England Patriots. This relationship,
right.
But it blew up. It went Insta official and out there.
They were together, but he started allowing her to be more out in front in public about the relationship after he was done with the Patriots.
So if he had gotten a job with an NFL team and not North Carolina, would this still be happening the same way it's been happening? Would she be front and center? Would she
correct?
Be involved?
Would he be having her out there doing all the things she's doing?
I
now?
Think so, because I think the train was too far down the tracks. I think he lost control of the train. He is not the conductor of that relationship anymore. She is. Maybe he's reining it back in. Maybe North Carolina is reining it back in. She's gone a little quiet of late, but it is an interesting question. Would this have played out the same way if the job that he got was an NFL job? But Cam actually said it would be more okay. Like, in a locker room, we can laugh it off. Coach, coach. But with a 16, 17, 18-year-old and her mama.
I agree. And that's why it goes back to my main point when a couple weeks ago I suggested that Carolina might consider firing him. It's because the college game, it's totally different. And so, to me, it's worse that this is coming out while he's in college versus if he was in the NFL.
And we have one more piece of audio to get to here from Bill Belichick, because it was this Friday we had talked about it. Good Morning America, Michael Strahan. We wondered, was it going to be softballs?
Soft as poo.
Yeah, well, here it is. Here's soft poo, I guess.
A lot has been made about your relationship with Jordan Hudson. It's been getting a lot of attention. She isn't here this morning. But what do you think about all the attention that your relationship has been getting?
Yeah, well, she's been terrific, through the whole process. And she's been very helpful to me. She does the business things that don't relate to North Carolina that come up in my life, so I can concentrate on football. And that's really what I want to do. I acknowledged her in the book. She was very helpful on that with the tribute pages. And also, given a perspective of the book from kind of a business side, sometimes I get a little football technical, and so she did a good job of keeping me on balance there.
So what did Jordan mean to you?
Well, we have a good personal relationship, and I'm not talking about personal relationships, Michael. You know that.
Okay, I know that, Coach. But I'm saying, are you happy?
Yeah.
You look happy.
Yeah.
I never thought I'd see you doing yoga. Only happy people do yoga, Coach. Only happy people do yoga. Well, I know a lot's been made about all of this, and I just hope that the focus gets back on you and if you're happy, we're all happy for you.
You know the question that it would get him dead track in his tracks?
What?
What do your kids think about this relationship?
Yeah.
That's the one question that it would just jolt him. I don't think he'd have any. And just a side note, can I just say this? Michael Strahan, he's an impressive man.
Mm-hmm.
Like, to get to where he's at, is impressive. He's just a very talented guy.
Yeah, and I think Fitzy, he probably navigated that about as well as you could navigate that in that situation.
I think Strahan and Ted, it's one of those things where you're a Pats fan and you just want to like dislike Michael Strahan immensely, and then you come across him and you're like, son of a blank.
I love the guy.
Nice guy.
He's a nice guy.
He's a dude. He really is.
And he's smart and just, you know, a very accomplished person. He's done a lot in his life, man.
Real quick before we
Andy, he handled that very well. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. If you're happy, all of us are happy. That was my line of the interview right at the end.
Yeah. I'll be honest. I don't care whether he's happy or not.
Yeah, I could care.
Like, it's not really.
Yeah, but I didn't find that it was overly
genuine.
I thought he finally showed his cards at the end of it. Like, all right, man, if you're happy, then whatever.
He's thinking, thank God this is over and we can move on. All right, do this again. Let's go to the phone lines real quick because I like the subject line. Tim in Hanover. What are your thoughts on the Patriots, Tim?
Andy, you like taking the heat, but you know what? I'm right with you, man. We had the last 5 years of mediocre football, and they're not going nowhere but 7 or 8 games. If they overachieve, they'll get that 9. I'm hoping for them, man. I want to see a good season for a change. But let's see what happens, brother.
There we go.
Thanks for the call, Tim. He said smash the under.
Yeah. He gave zero reasons why they weren't going to be good this year, other than that they were bad in the past.
This guy.
Like, can you give me make a defense for
the offensive line stinks, Mike Giardi says.
Okay. Oh, jeez.
Wow.
Up next,
honestly, I'm going to borrow your line. You people.
Just me. It's just me by myself.
Can I try?
Maybe Tim.
Can I try?
Go.
Okay, go ahead.
It's hard for a 4-win team that's made changes across not just the roster, but the organization. It's hard to have all of those pieces click at a level that takes you from 4 wins to 9 or 10 wins all at once.
Correct.
Could it happen back half of the year? Yes, but those are a lot of pieces for a new coaching staff to put together at once. How is that for evidence?
I thought we were buds. I thought we were friends, you and I.
I'm not saying, I'm just trying to help on behalf of my client here, Andy Hart.
Okay. You sign off on what he just said?
Absolutely.
All right, fine.
Did a fine job there. Dan Ball, great job.
We could have saved 2 hours worth of arguing in commercials yesterday.
2 hours? We're on day two. It wasn't just 2 hours. We're on day two with Ted Johnson. He just bullies. He just doesn't give up. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, final odds and ends. I think we're going to give our predictions for what's going to happen tonight at Madison Square Garden. Knicks and Celtics, and Dan Ball just broke something. We'll talk about that next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
EEI Afternoons.
Now. More of WEEI Afternoons
with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson.
WEEI Afternoons coming up here on Odds and Ends, where we're going to give our predictions for the Celtics game. And I think there's optimism around the four of us. Andy Hart here alongside Ted Johnson, Nick Fitzy-Stevens, and Dan Ball helping out here at Fenway Park. So we'll start with you, Dan Ball. I want to get a breakdown, and it better be optimistic, or I will tackle you while wearing my Jaylen Brown jersey.
Well, okay, it better be optimistic so we can clear the runway for you. I do think that there are going to be adjustments. Tom Thibodeau is an incredible defensive mind. Knicks are a very smart and talented defensive team. So I think the formula that you won with and being able to kind of to ramp up the physicality in Game 5 may not work as well. So I think it could be a bigger game for an outside shooter like a guy we mentioned earlier in Peyton Pritchard. You found out that you can win without Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown might have recognized a little something in himself as that true first star. So I am backing the Celtics. Homer Hawk be damned. The Knicks are 2.5-point favorites, so I don't need the protection of the spread. I will ride the Celtics. I think it's still a single-digit victory. It's a bit closer this time around, but I got C's.
Thank you for stalling while I got my read that I prematurely had put in my backpack. Time for Odds and Ends, sponsored by Cars for Kids, your trusted charity for car donations. Also accepts donations of boats, RVs, motorcycles, and real estate. Call today, 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. That's Cars with a K. Fitzy, I don't need to give you the preamble. What's your prediction for tonight?
I'm banking on stats. I'm banking on history tonight, and I'm banking on the Celtics being able to continue with the momentum and the confidence they built the other night, Andy. Will Jaylen Brown have the same kind of game that he had the other night? Probably not. Will he have a damn good game? Sure. Do I expect Peyton Pritchard to pick up his game? Absolutely. Am I looking forward to you eating a fistful of crow because Kristaps Porzingis goes over the 6.5-point total tonight? Damn straight. And on top of it all, Al Horford doesn't lose elimination games. Big game six. I'm looking for that big game six energy from Jrue Holiday tonight, who's going to put up over 19 points as well. Give me a hard-fought affair with your Boston Celtics winning 111-104, sending it back to the proper garden for Monday.
I like the Celtics in this game.
Yeah.
Based off of what I saw, JB, he was brilliant in the game the other night. And you know what? This team, a lot of veterans that have been here, done that. I trust them. I trust the Celtics more than I trust the New York Knicks. I think the Knicks are a flawed team. I think they have their moments. I think they try hard, and I think they have a clutch player that leads them. But I just think overall, the talent and the system and the kind of just the experience favors the Celtics in this game. And I just think the Celtics are the better team, even with JT off and even with KP6. So I'm picking the Celtics in this one.
I remember that old Saturday Night Live skit. It was something like, "You're good enough, and gosh darn it, people like you."
Stuart Smalley.
That would be my advice to JB tonight. You proved you're good enough. You proved you can distribute. You proved you can be the guy in a playoff game and do whatever is necessary. Don't try to do any more than that. Do the same damn thing you did the other night, JB. Everything else will fall into place. You are the impetus for the Boston Celtics right now. I have no fears. I think the Celtics are going to roll. I think they're going to run the Knicks out of the garden. I think that place is going to be an awkward environment in the second half because I think the Celtics are going to run away with this. JB has more points, less assists. He gets over 30 this time.
Okay.
He doesn't have a ton of turnovers. Might not be quite the perfect game he played the other night, but I think he's going to get Hauser, Pritchard contributions. I think Al will step up. I think they are going to roll. I think you're going to see the bench emptied again. I think they score 135 points, somewhere in that.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you.
135.
Because I think the Knicks are going to give up. They're going to be a broken team by the end of the game.
I'll be honest. How do you make a strong case for the Knicks? Like, what have you seen in this series?
I can't.
That says, clearly, the Knicks will win tonight.
My case for the Knicks would be my case against the Celtics. Oh, JB tries to do too much. He gets in foul trouble, turns it over 8 times. They miss their three-pointers. It would all just be kind of Celtics lose than Knicks win.
And I
think that's the scenario. The Celtics are the better team. The Celtics should win this game. The Celtics should be Monday night at TD Garden in a game 7 with the right to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
I think we all agree. I do want to give a little love. We're at Fenway Park in our Ford Fenway studios here, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and F-Series. Hurry in to get employee pricing on the full lineup of vehicles. Ford, from America, for America. And guess what? You got a good game hit. You need a split screen, 2 TVs.
One of those nights.
You YouTube people have those multi screens. However you do it, Watch the Celtics. Watch the Knicks. Absolutely. Or get it on your Celtics are playing on your big screen, your little screen. You got Crochet and Sale, and see if the Red Sox can get something going here. Great show today, boys. A lot of energy, a lot of fun. Thanks to Mike Giardi and Lou Merlone. Thanks to Ken Laird for snagging us a couple of sweet City Connect jerseys. These are beautiful. Fitzy, Dan Ball, Ted, we'll talk to you on Monday. On the other side, we should be preparing for Game 7. Fingers crossed, WEEI Afternoons. Stick around for Christian Arcan and the Mass Mutual pregame show, and then it's the 2025 Braves against the Red Sox. See ya.
Let's go, Celtics. I need it. I need it. Let's go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.